Good morning, Bradwell Constructions. Amanda speaking.
Sorry, it's me again.
That's okay.
Upon reading that email, wouldn't those items come under building defects at all?
Let me go back.
Because, I mean, if it's got, like, a noted evidence water ingress following on site consultation, Bradwell states that maintenance items should be addressed in order to inhibit future water ingress from storm events. But it's like the defect is like, I think,
yeah, but that's just silicone.
I think it was to do with the wear and tear.
Yeah, so if stuff's not maintained, it will deteriorate. So our defect is for structural warranty.
Right, so because you did put down here, I don't really know exactly what was the issue with unit three and unit three lounge and bedroom. I suppose, I don't know, I can't see from the photos. And then unit five, he said no evidence of ingress. Unit five, no evidence of ingress. So I'm not too sure what the quote would be of unit five. And then unit six, I suppose it was about tile impact damage. As per photo, evidence of a historical tile break. Bradwell advises that this has been caused by an impact and broken the tile, which may have affected the silicone membrane. Okay, no problem. Got
it. If the maintenance isn't kept up to date, it does just eventually deteriorate. So it's got to be.
Yeah, I suppose like for you, it would be more like a structural, you know, like if but not
if the window fell out of the
membrane
wall.
Yeah, that would be impossible, wouldn't it?
After
10 years.
It's a fine line when it's that far out.
Absolutely.
I mean, if it was something that had been brought to our attention 3-4 years ago,
yes,
you could probably address it, but it's been so long now that it's
no
just
problem.
Maintenance.
Okay, Amanda, I'm just coming back to you, okay?
All right, thanks, Annette.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.